Welcome to the Toddler Troubleshooter. Hello, Sage Sprouts parents. I'm your host, Jennifer. As a parent of a toddler and with over 20 years of experience working with young children, I'm excited to share my tools for troubleshooting your toddler. In each brief podcast, we'll explore the different challenges that arise in toddlerhood, and I'll provide you detailed troubleshooting strategies. Drawing from my extensive background, you'll not only gain practical tools, but you'll also discover how to make this journey enjoyable for both you and your little one. Toddlers are an adventure, from toilet training to transitions. Our little ones love to take charge. I will arm you with the Sage Sprout strategy to troubleshoot and modify your approach as challenges arise. So, if you're ready to troubleshoot your toddler and transform toddlerhood into a positive and manageable experience, let's get started. Hey there, awesome parents and caregivers. Welcome back to another episode of Toilet Training Adventures. Diving into the world of toilet training with your toddler can feel overwhelming, right? But fear not. I've got a cool method to share today that will help ease some of that stress as you guide your little one through this milestone. Ever wonder why your child won't pee on the potty, even though they're willing to sit on it? If you're dealing with a stubborn little one who holds back until they're back in a diaper, this episode's for you. Today we'll delve into the story of a little girl who faced a similar challenge and how the Sage Sprout strategy helped her overcome it. Our story today revolves around Susie, who is eager to start toilet training. However, her parents, juggling full-time jobs, wanted to know if Susie was truly ready before they embarked on this journey. Recognizing Susie's readiness, but acknowledging the need to address her reluctance to let go without a diaper, they reached out for support. After careful observation and data collection, it was clear that Susie needed some assistance in transitioning away from the diaper before they could proceed with traditional toilet training methods. I worked with Susie and her parents over the weekend to help her unlearn the diaper and feel like letting her bladder go was a good thing. Through playful interactions and positive reinforcement, Susie gradually became comfortable with using the toilet, paving the way for successful toilet training. Now, let's delve into how you can apply this method with your own child. Today's tip, how to unlearn the diaper. Before we jump into this strategy, let's understand why some toddlers struggle to release their bladder when not wearing a diaper. Research suggests that children learn to associate the diaper with a safe place to urinate. They may have developed muscle control, but find it challenging to let go without the familiar sensation of something against their skin. Essentially, they've learned not to pee unless something is touching them. Now let's explore how we can help them unlearn the diaper. Today's strategy definitely requires some preparation. Head over to sagesproutsparentpod.com to grab your downloadable checklist. Step 1, set up your space. First things first, let's create a designated play area in your home. Choose a spot with a waterproof surface. Your kitchen or dining area with hard floors works perfectly. Or you can venture outdoors if you have a private area where you can keep an eye on your child. Set up some toys and activities to keep your child engaged for at least an hour. Use toys like the water table, messy crafts, anything that's easy to do standing. Step 2, fuel up. Make sure your little one is well hydrated. Offer plenty of drinks and water-rich snacks like watermelon, cucumber, yogurt, applesauce. The more they drink, the more opportunities you'll have to practice. Step 3, play and relax. It's time to let the fun begin. Remove their pants and diaper and start playing. Follow your child around, keeping the potty within arm's reach. Let them relax and enjoy themselves without pressure. Don't ask if they need to pee. Instead, create a relaxed atmosphere and let nature take its course. Step 4, focus and watch for dribbles. It's really important to stay focused at this step. Remove all distractions. Put your phone out of sight. Don't put on that extra load of laundry and avoid unloading the dishwasher even though it's within arm's reach. Keep your eye on your child, and when you see them starting to dribble, or even if they end up having a full accident, whisk them over to the potty and place them on. Our goal is to get a few drops in there. Be fun, be playful, and be casual. Step 5, positive reinforcement. When your child is sitting on the potty, shower them with praise and encouragement. Use positive language like, "Look, there's pee in the potty," or "You did it, that's where pee goes," to reinforce the behavior. Celebrate every success, no matter how small. Don't focus on the stuff on the floor. If they are concerned about it, throw a paper towel over it and say, "No big deal." Head back over to play and repeat the process for a couple of hours. I recommend trying to get at least 3 pees in the potty before moving on and putting the diaper back on for the day. Keep going as long as both you and your child are happy and relaxed. If you are losing your patience or if they are resisting the strategy, then close up shop, back off for a few hours or until the next day, and try again. If your child is already fearful, then frustration and forcefulness will not benefit you or them in the long run. While playing, if you notice they're getting fidgety, don't ask them if they have to go pee. Don't tell them to go to the potty. Just relax and let nature happen. If your child is older and has been hit or miss with this, then you can calmly say, "Remember, if you have to go pee, the potty is right there." But avoid saying things like, "You should go," or "Do you have to go?" Now, as we move forward, let's acknowledge some potential challenges that may arise, such as resistance to being naked or a fear of sitting on the potty. You might wonder how you should react if they get upset when you put them on the potty. This can happen, especially if they've had a bad experience with the potty before. For these kiddos, I would make sure the potty is very, very close and that they basically just need to sit down where they are to be successful. I would be very casual and carefree with these kiddos and just let them be naked. Perhaps the first few pees go on the floor, but I would never force them to sit. Do your best to whisk them carefully in a fun way, but if they resist, just back off and remain calm. Reward their efforts with verbal praise and let them know you'll try again next time. Trust your instincts, go slow, and make it fun. Other kids might not want to stay naked, or they start crying for a diaper when the urge starts to build up. This can be a tricky one. They have learned that the diaper is the way to go. We don't want this to be a painful or negative experience for either you or your child. If you cannot get them to stay naked, or they're very adamant for their diaper, then this method might not be for you. If you feel confident working through some tears, you can say diapers are not available and put them in underwear. We never want to force a child to be naked. However, while wearing underwear, they may soil the underwear, but still place them onto the potty without removing the underwear and allow them to pee through the underwear into the potty. Reinforce this effort and work towards doing it without underwear on. Our goal is to move past the fear and be able to release the bladder when naked. So you might ask, how is this different from the pants-free method I hear other moms talking about? Well, I prefer this method to pants-free when starting out because doing this all day can be exhausting and there will be lots of accidents as you can't keep your eye on them 100% of the time. It can become disheartening if you are experiencing more accidents than success. When your child is having lots of accidents, you have less opportunity to reinforce. And if you're like me, you feel defeated each time you miss an opportunity and they have an accident, even though it's totally normal. I also find that if you do this all day, then transitioning to underwear can be a real hurdle, as they still have the sensation to only release their bladder when they are wearing underwear. I am not suggesting this method to successfully toilet train your toddler. There are many more steps needed. However, this is a great precursor step to get you and your little one ready for the big show. Just like Susie's parents, if you are wondering how to get started, I recommend trying this out one weekend to see where you and your little one are at. Once your little one is making the connection and easily voiding when you place them on the potty, you know you're on your way. Stay tuned for other episodes which will outline what to do next. In conclusion, this method serves as a foundational step towards successful toilet training, providing valuable skills for both parent and child. Experiment with this strategy over a weekend or shorter sessions to gauge your readiness before proceeding. Remember, every child is unique, so be patient, adaptable, and celebrate every milestone along the way. With patience, consistency, and a nurturing approach, you're setting the stage for a lifetime of confidence and independent toileting habits. So let's embark on this journey together, one successful potty trip at a time. Thanks for joining us on Toddler Troubleshooter. That's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and being part of our parenting community. If you found value in today's discussion, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'm Jennifer, a parent coach and fellow mom navigating the joys and trials of toddler life along with you. To hear more about my journey and get access to more tips and tricks, follow me on Instagram at sagesprouts_parentpod or find us on Facebook at sagesproutsparentpod. Look forward to seeing you in the pod. Remember, parenting is a journey we navigate together, and your support means the world to us. If you have any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out through social media or through our website, sagesproutsparentpod.com. Stay tuned for our next episode. Until then, take care and may your parenting journey be filled with joy and laughter. See you next episode.